coming to you from the Hilton New Orleans Hotel Riverside in the Big Easy. It's What's on Joe Mind, coverage of the 2012 International G.I. Joe Collectors Convention. And now, your hosts, Justin, Gary, and Mike.
And welcome to... Oh, my voice is really hoarse. Wow.
You're toast, man.
I am toast. This is special edition 15? 15.
Less than 20.
We'll go with that. We'll go with that for the time being. This is the wrap-up show of JoeCon 2012 in New Orleans. Joining me, as always, is Mike.
Howdy.
And George.
Hello.
Now we're not introduced, Justin. Jay.
Hello.
Jason.
Hello.
And the rock star of the show, Justin Bell.
Hello, what's happening?
So we are back here at the Yo-Jo table. We're next to the fine folks at Yo-Jo. It's also right next to distinguished noted author. Is that how we say it?
I think distinguished author.
Distinguished author, Mark Malomo.
Not dress up as Colt Slater.
And we also next to the nice guys at Joe Customs and our good sponsors at joearmory.com. So we're in the, literally in the back corner, but this is where it's happening. So this is the wrap-up show. Things we haven't really reported on, and mainly it's the Hasbro presentation from yesterday. We're going to turn it over to Justin, who, let's introduce P-Love.
Hi, I'm P-Love from Joe Customs. Happy to be here on Sunday as the place is shutting down.
How you doing?
He's got the radio voice going on. But let's turn the mic over to Justin for the recap of the Hasbro roundtables. And we'll briefly touch on the club roundtables and then final thoughts and anything you guys got during the show. So off to Justin.
All right. Yeah, yesterday was the big day. Saturday is usually the huge seminar day, and that was no exception this year. We started off at about 10 o'clock with the G.I. Joe Retaliation behind-the-scenes panel. And the presentation was by Logan and Joe. Logan is kind of the liaison between Paramount and Hasbro throughout the production of G.I. Joe Retaliation. Joe is a guy in marketing for Hasbro. And they both kind of all work together with Paramount to go behind the scenes and to kind of connect between Hasbro and Paramount, kind of put their input in on costume design, weapon design, character choice, things like that. And the presentation was great. It didn't give us a whole lot of new information, but we saw a whole lot of awesome concept art, some old costume design that didn't get used, a great rapport between Logan and Joe, who had some great stories about Bruce Willis and The Rock. Really, really fun stuff. And one of the most interesting things that we kind of pulled out of that panel was that Logan actually designed the entire Battle Kata combat system. He's the one that came up with that theory. And they actually pulled that into the film. They enjoyed it so much, they actually decided to make it part of the movie. It was originally just going to be something they did for role play in the toy line and something they did for the action figures. But as George is trying to distract me by doing a little bump and grind over here, but I'm a professional. I don't fall for that.
We were demonstrating the Battle Kata system.
It mimics the Macarena.
It does. Somehow.
We're only doing it half the justice that Mr. Daryl DePriest
did. That's true, yeah. Daryl DePriest busted out a little Battle Cat action yesterday, so George and Mike and Jay were simulating that. Yes, Mr. DePriest is indeed a Battle Kata master. But yeah, they enjoyed the way it looked. The Paramount enjoyed the way it looked so much, they actually pulled that into the movie and made it part of the movie, which is pretty cool, something Logan was definitely proud of. A lot of great stories about how Bruce Willis and The Rock kind of went back and forth. They designed The Rock's figure and gave him like a whole bunch of big muscles. And Bruce Willis saw it and demanded that his figure be sculpted with even bigger muscles. So then The Rock saw that and demanded that his figure be sculpted with even bigger muscles. And it's kind of a funny back and forth between those guys. Yeah, I spent about 20 minutes just talking about guys' muscles, so that was good.
Not our age.
And, you know, that was it. I mean, he basically said their desire was to kind of step back from the shiny armored look of Rise of Cobra and get more gritty, more realistic, kind of infuse G.I. Joe with a little Blackhawk down mentality. Not rebooted, exactly. Kind of continue the story, but make it a lot more realistic, make it a lot more hard-edged, more military. And from what we've seen so far, it looks to be pretty successful. So that was kind of the essence that we got from that panel. Again, not a whole lot of new information, but some great pictures You can see him on generousjoes.com, of course, of some of the concept art, some of the costume design, things of that nature. But, of course, the big seminar yesterday occurred right after that. The from 11 to 11:50, we had the Hasbro 2013 sneak peek seminar, where they basically ran down a bunch of the G.I. Joe retaliation stuff we know about already, but also revealed some new ones, some new stuff, a new item from what looks like it's coming with the Wave 2 of Alpha vehicles, is the Night Landing Raft with Cobra Eel, which looks like it pulls some parts from the Sumbo Snake Eyes from the 25th Anniversary Battle Packs. The most interesting thing is it uses some of the gear from that canceled Rise of Cobra Ripcord Arctic Diver figure, which has some really realistic hinged flippers. These flippers are actually hinged, so you can like flip them back and forth and make it look like he's really swimming.
Vehicle driver with full articulation.
Yes,
exactly. It is a vehicle driver with full articulation. It's a standard modern era figure, and comes with. He spent some time with friend of the show Sam Damon researching some Navy dive suits, and made it very realistic, and also included a crate with a ton of weapons, and it looks like a very cool Alpha vehicle item. Along with that, Wave 3 basically got a bunch more stuff kind of crammed into it. Wave 3 slated, I think the tag said March 8th, 2013, it's slated to hit. I think it was March 8th. It was either March 8th or March 12th. Wave 3 for Retaliation single packs. And
Okay, that's what I thought.
Right, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, Night Landing, sorry, I missed that part. Night Landing's coming out along with what looks to be most of Wave 1 and Wave 2 single packs, as well as probably a reissue of the Wave 1 Alpha vehicles. The Night Landing's coming in February. So then when Wave 3 single packs hit in March, March 8th is what the shelf tag says, we're going to have some new things to look forward to, namely and what they're calling an ultimate dupe, which is a very movie-accurate version of Duke with the Tatum head sculpt. And he comes with some great military gear, a really nicely articulated suit. Looks like he's got the rocker ankles. He's got the full wrist articulation. Comes with a ton of great accessories, an alternate head, the Predator drone from the Data Viper, some very cool little details, a very military-looking character. Along with him, we're getting what they're calling the Cobra Combat Ninja. They're calling him the Combat Ninja simply because they've already got a Cobra Trooper in the line, but it's essentially a movie-accurate Cobra Trooper. He's got the urban camouflage, he's got the vest, he's got the familiar helmet that we've seen in all the trailers. He's got a ton of weapons, comes with an actual Cobra flag. He's just got a ton of great accessories. He's got an alternate head sculpt that was actually sculpted to look like the blue cybernetic blue ninjas from the IDW comic, which is a kind of a cool touch. Along with that, there's also a very movie-accurate Ultimate Firefly. The Ultimates were fantastic. Yeah, they look really, really
nice.
Damn it,
they're going to make you buy that of Dukes.
That Duke?
I mean, awesome. Did you talk about it?
Yeah, I just talked about it.
They're going to make you buy that of Dukes.
Yeah, that might be one of the best Dukes I've seen. Oh, yeah. Well, it's Troop Builder slash... It's Duke slash Troop Builder, so...
Well, the cool thing is, too, even if you don't like Channing Tatum, you can pop his head off and put on, like, a Renegades Duke or whatever other kind of Duke, and you can make yourself a normal combat Duke. Yes, during the slideshow, they were cycling through all the different toy pictures, and they stopped in a slide of the Magic Mike, which was pretty funny. They X'd it out and skipped past them. Got a big laugh out of the audience. The Ultimate Firefly is kind of a more movie-accurate version of Firefly. He's got his leather jacket with a pop collar, pants. He's got it comes with the miniature Hiss tank that we've all seen with the club-exclusive Rise of Cobra Commander.
Yep.
Exactly, yeah, as Jay said, it's black, not red.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That Firefly is also coming in Wave 3. Was that it for Wave 3? I think that was it. They've got the Ultimate Snake Eyes slated to come in Wave 4, which, with Timber, yep. Which
Timber's got the, either a separate articulated piece or a shirt. It's definitely separate.
What piece?
Yeah, what's the separate piece, huh?
Oh, so that wasn't in there, but they said it might be added later. Okay. It is, okay.
Yeah, you can see a little separation around kind of the head joint. That looks like there might be some articulation there. And it looks, it's supposed to, Wave 4 is supposed to hit in April 12th, I think, 2013. And the Snake Eyes is basically a recreation of the 85 Snake Eyes, done in a much more authentic manner, very, very faithful to the original. It kind of takes the 25th anniversary version from those battle packs and ramps it up, makes it bigger, a little bit bulkier. Comes with a very familiar trademark sword that he came with back in the day, and Timber, of course. And that's slated to come in Wave 4. We also got a look of at the Crimson Guard that's now slated to come in Wave 5 with some customizable decal sheets. One thing they didn't show in the slideshow, which was actually in the display case, was a new Red Ninja, which looks like it's got, it's a little bit sleeker uniform, more movie accurate. It's got the canceled Pursuit of Cobra Storm Shadow web gear. Very cool looking figure. They didn't have a shelf tag for him. We don't know when he's getting released. John Warden thought it might be around the same time as Firefly, which would be Wave 3. But considering there's no shelf tag, I'm wondering if that might be a little bit later. But that pretty much covered most of what we saw on the slideshow, most of what was put out in the display case. They did sneak a Roadblock and Flint out there too. Apparently they weren't supposed to, and they got quickly snatched back up and stored away. So I'm wondering if maybe we'll see those a little bit later. I don't know if we'll see them at San Diego Comic-Con or not. That's possible. But some really cool-looking Roadblock and Flint. Very movie-accurate. Roadblock actually had his tattoos, which is very cool. Flint looked like he shared a lot of pieces with the Agent Mouse from that Wave 2 3-pack. But a very, very nice assortment of new Retaliation toys that look like they're in the works that I'm pretty impressed by.
Put into the when we have the interview with Hasbro is that these guys, a lot of these were planned, and they were planned for the release that they're the way that they're supposed to be in, so they say. So these are nice little surprises that we would have got anyways, with or without the pushback of the movie. So, anybody else have anything that they took out of the Hasbro presentation they wanted to talk about?
The little guys.
Go ahead, dude.
What were they called? I can't even remember.
Microforce.
Now, these are kind of Hasbro's G.I. Joe answer to the Star Wars, what are they called? The Lego mini. What are the Star Wars, Jason?
We're talking about the blind pack type.
You're talking about Squinkies?
They're about twice the size.
Twice the size and a million times better. But kind of the same, like, little collectible thing. I don't think they're going to be a game or anything. But these the characters for these, they probably hit on almost everything you could think of.
They got Real American Hero in there. They have Joe Colton. I wouldn't be surprised.
The Shikaji thingy with the different ninjas and stuff.
The ninjas from the case they have over there.
They have those at that scale. Yeah, they have the Cobra Commander zombie. They have a bunch of the ninjas that were kind of cancer, could have been, or might have been.
Gary, refresh my memory. Do they have Snowjob?
I'm greatly umbraged. No, but there's 80 figures in the first wave, I think.
And that's just the average, my God!
But we might have a slow job. We'll see.
They do have hit and run, so that's all I care about.
And they did include...
That's because Justin is a little, Rockstar number one.
They had a panther in there. Panther, and I asked about the panther, and it was... Yeah, yep. They said that was the...
And it come in a little figure stand. And the pegs of the feet are the same size as the pegs on your vehicles. So you can actually put these little guys on your display case on the pegs on your vehicles.
On your normal vehicles.
Yes. Which will look entirely absurd, but
nice. Awesome nonetheless.
Right. Awesome. Yeah. These are going to be packaged blind packed, right?
Yes.
Yes, blind packed.
I imagine in many cases there will be multiple packs worth that they said will not be, but single packs will be blind.
Okay, after that was the round table, the club round table. The biggest news out of that, the free subscription, or the free membership figure is...
Iceberg!
Yay!
Burr!
And the other news out of that is FSS. See, it's been a long weekend, man, I tell you. FSS Wave 2, which is featuring... You want to say it?
Dragonski.
And...
Big Bear,
and Night Force Falcon.
Yay!
So there are your first three in the can for that. They had demos, test shots of all of the 12 that we know about that we will be getting when the subscription starts, and still no ETA on the subscription starting other than soon. So I would expect that, obviously, after con, which is a good thing. We can recover a little bit.
Yeah, they wanted all their ducks
but
in a row.
Yeah, and the second they said that the code's good and they can go live, it will go live. He is not kidding. He will flip a switch for the thing. So there's that. What else out of the club roundtable will we take on? Anything else?
A lot of paint app things about the concepts.
Yeah, a lot of multiple dozens of paint apps in some cases on certain figures that they added to make them look better. So...
very good. What I liked about the con was, or the roundtable rather, was Brian really took the time to explain what had happened, their issues early on, and
in detail.
Yeah,
it was an apology, and there was nothing else said about it. That was it. Move on. Yeah. And I appreciate the decorum of the people in the club, because there were some people saying, "I can't wait to see this." Well, it didn't happen, and we're tired of talking about it. So move on.
Mm-hmm.
Can't change it, right? Anything else from yesterday's that we took out of either the club or Hasbro that we want to talk about? Yep.
Yeah.
The 12-inch figure from next year.
Oh, the Comrade of Action.
Yes.
Which is a Russian, it's an Adventure Team member that's undercover in Russia. And so he's the Comrade of Action.
Yes.
And he's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's got a big hat and a blue coat. Pretty slick.
That's his dress out. Yeah. Is it like the big furry hat?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. It is awesome. Yeah. Now, did they went over kind of how you could do the payment for the FSS in terms of one upfront payment, and what was the other one? Three installments.
Yeah, the first one when you place the order, what?
The second, when the first one's shipped, is that right? And then another payment when the fourth one's shipped?
Right, in quarterly. So it's okay. The first three. So when the fourth one ships, it bills your second quarter, and then keep going in the thirds.
Yeah. And then at the end, were they saying that the FSS2 was going to start running at the start at
I
the
go
end?
Back to back.
That's what I'm thinking.
But we are talking about the cup, so
who knows? Who knows?
Way,
yeah.
It might
that's their.
A more
that's
time.
Their plan.
Yeah. Still no exact cost on the FSS. They wanted to make sure that the prices that they were getting 8 months ago were going to remain the same.
Anything else from that? We should take that out. We do want to invite guests to the program and a big supporter of the program, the guys from Yojo. We have Jim Dolan and Terry Desard here. Let's bring the mic over so we can say hi to Terry. Terry, thank you very much for all your support. How is your show going?
We're having a fantastic time at the con. I've never had an experience like this before, and we're really excited to announce a couple of great new things from Yojo.
Well, tell us about the new Yojo features.
Well, today and during the con, we are announcing Yojo Pro. It is a new collector management and buy-sell trade system for Yojo members, connecting members of the community together to buy and sell their items and collections, and be able to track your collection, find your haves, find your wants, and fill those holes. It covers everything from action figures, vehicles, comic books, international items, you know, anything in the collectibles archive. If it's on Yojo, you can put it in your collection list.
And how much is this?
Right now during the show, we're running a special promotion for sign up, and it's going to be, after the show, $20 per year as the starting level, and that includes 25 free transactions and unlimited listings for everyone. That also includes access to manage your own collection and upload your own photos. And the great thing about that is you're able to export your collection to an Excel document, hand that over to your insurance adjuster or wherever, keep your own records, and you now own your collection outright. You have full control of what you have and what you need.
Very cool. I'm quite impressed.
Sign him up.
I will be. Wow.
Also want to say hello to Jim Dolan.
Thank you, Gary.
With Yojo.com.
Thanks for having me.
How's your show been?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a terrific show. We've had a lot of fun, met a lot of people, saw a lot of old friends we said hi to. It's been a terrific show. It's been great to get together with Terry. It's the first time we had a long-distance relationship and internet relationship, so this is great to be here in person with Terry.
Phil, too. 7 years working together.
7 years, right.
Yeah. Terry has been the rock star of the show. Everyone's come here to see Terry.
That's right. Yes. I'm just a little reflected glory here. That's all it is.
Let's also tip the hat to Phil, who's man in the booth, while these guys are talking out.
Hi, I'm exiled.
Hi, guys. It's been a long con. We're all looking forward to going home at some point, but while still dreading that we have to leave, isn't it?
The man behind the scenes at YoJo.
That's right, the database king right there.
Without Phil, it wouldn't happen. All those wonderful pictures, all that work. You know, we got our photographer, Chad, up in Canada. We got Phil doing the action figure archive. Without these guys, it wouldn't happen. You know, we give all the credit to them.
That's right. Absolutely. Josh and Chad, absolutely.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, we can't do it without YoJo either. Besides, probably, actually, no, you guys are our number one referral. When people click on this, when I look at the referral list of people that click on the show, it comes from YoJo. Most of them come from YoJo.
We admire what you do. You guys do great work.
It's team effort. Mainly it's Justin Bell.
Yeah.
I would like to add that YoJo far outdistances the referrals we get from celebrated hack site generalsjoes.com.
/ChuckDog, 1999. We got is John busy? John,
you have a minute?
You want to get a minute? Come over here.
Sorry to interrupt your breaking down.
I heartily endorse this.
This is this is noted actor and noted store owner and
renowned sponsor.
Distinguished sponsor of What's On Joe Mine.
Yes.
John Armino.
Howdy, folks.
Yeah, he has a figure coming as well. But we want to thank you for sponsoring us and being a big part of our program. We want to just...
Happy to do it. Consider me a lifetime sponsor.
Lifetime sponsor?
Yes.
All right.
It's being recorded.
Yeah. Post-dated shirt.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay.
And recorded. No, I'm glad to meet a lot of people I haven't met before. Happy to sponsor the broadcast. Not happy that the movie got pushed back.
It's okay. All right.
So this is the part of the program where we're going to try to wrap up here. Shout outs of what you got in. We're going to send it around the horn. Jay Hunger with Carded Heroes and Moderately Geeky.
Hi. Well, that was awkward.
Remember, Jay, you're on the show.
What did I get? I got some Marauders guns, and for my shout-outs, just shout-out to my wife for coming and finally...
She's a good sport.
Yeah, but she was enjoying herself. She had fun at the panels, so I think we'll get her back again. So
we may have to have Mo on for the comic panel info.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we missed it, so
yep.
she may have to fill us in on that one.
Yep. So... But, yep, shout out to you guys, and shout out to my fellow Moderately Geeky guys, too.
George Greeno.
Gary Godso.
The noted, I guess, person that... Wait a minute here. Somebody just pushed George out of the way. He's going to say something. Herb from Rhode Island just left.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
Give him the shout out to Chuck.
I'd like to get a shout out to Chuck. Where are you, baby? Just hoping to see those creamy thighs here.
George, how was your show?
So, the show.
You broke Mike again.
I'm just laughing at Mike.
Mike is walking away.
All right, see you, Mike. It is. I'll get you later. Show has been great. Got, obviously, all the con stuff. And picked up a Robo Skull from the Action Force. So excited about that.
Yeah, Dave Tree.
It's great.
Yeah.
Picked that up. Marauder Johns. I hit them up. Got a little... let's see, what else? Some of the Star Brigade stuff.
Robo Skull is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And then, yeah, that's about it. This is my first year in, 3 years without Karen, so hopefully she'll be back next year.
Ladies' man, George Greeno.
That's right.
Oh. Hello.
Speaking of.
Ladies' man. Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
Mike Irizarry making his triumphant return to JoeCon.
Yes,
after a
government-mandated hiatus, which banned me from flying in federal airspace. No, not really. Just managed to get all my ducks in a row for a change. I tell you what, besides con exclusives, I also made a visit to Marauder Inc. and got myself a good load of gear there. Can't go wrong with the stuff the Marauder Inc. sells, guys. Visit them online. Jay, what's the website? You got the card out right there.
MarauderInc.com.
Yep.
Nope.
One word.
MarauderInc.com.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And again, it's $1.55 shipped anywhere, no matter how much you buy. So just fantastic stuff to outfit your figures with.
Are you getting guns on the side for name dropping there?
Let's hope.
He's working on something.
But, give a shout-out to the guests of the convention. Got to speak to all those gentlemen. Good to catch up with Neil Ross a little bit. He actually remembered who we were, which is, that more than we expect. But
Well, he remembered who these two were. That's
why. No, he remembered who I was too. Because
he remembers the voice.
Because he spoke to them first, so he, by process of elimination, he knew who I was.
He's like, oh yeah, you're that Chuck. Yeah, Chuck guy.
Oh,
wow,
ouch.
Even Neil Ross knows Chuck is a shut-in.
That's a low blow, Gary.
Yeah, well, all right, you can get the blame for that one. That's okay. Fine. But I'd like to give a legitimate shout out to Chuck. All kinds of questions about Chuck this week.
Should I have some questions?
which we will answer Herbs in private later on, as they are not fit for broadcast in any medium. But of course, thank you to Terry again and the folks at Yojo for giving us a home this afternoon. Thank you to the club for letting us do this on their space and their time. And, of course, thanks to you for asking for this stuff that we can provide to you.
Ouch.
Infamous Justin Bell.
I didn't pick up a whole lot while I was here. Just got the con stuff, did a lot of coverage. I didn't really visit the sales floor that much. No, not really. So, I just come here for the experience mostly, and this con didn't let me down. It was a lot of fun. At this time of day, on Sunday, you're kind of torn between, yeah, I'm ready to go home, but I'm also having a hell of a lot of fun, so I don't really want to leave. So, I'm kind of in that spot right now. It was a lot of fun. It was great interacting with Hasbro, interacting with the club guys. As usual, for as much grief as Brian Savage and those guys get online, they pull off a really great convention. There was some line waiting, sure, but for the most part, everything went smooth as silk. Handled very professionally. They were all very professional, very cool to talk to. Took time out of their busy schedules to talk to us when we wanted to ask questions or whatever. So big shout-outs to those guys. Shout-outs to all the guests, all the vendors and everything who were here as well. Shout-out to James Cavanaugh, of course, noted author James Cavanaugh and the rest of the Gold Slither band. Almost didn't recognize George and Jay here with their shirts on.
The streak continues. The streak continues.
I never want to say I can recognize Jay without his shirt on.
But it's been a great show, a great long weekend, great back half of the weekend, and just had a really good time. I'm ready to hit the road, but it's another one for the record books, another one to stick in the memory banks. So
let me tell you about hitting the road.
My hit in the air. I'm ready to hit the air.
Got his mountain bear.
That's right.
Eating outside, ready to go.
And they still charge me $30 a night to park him. Can you believe that?
In the heat,
poor guy.
A trooper.
It was a fun time, and big kudos to Gary and Mike and the rest of our podcast brethren here who stuck it out in a busy schedule, got some recording in, got some great stuff to get on the site, and thank you all very much. We appreciate it.
The local, Jason Salson.
What's Zatarans?
Voltar.
Well, it was nice to come to con and not have to sweat the sales floor. I was nothing I was searching
because
for.
Because you sweat outside.
Yeah, it's incredibly hot outside right now. So it was nice just to be able to mingle on the sales floor, see people I hadn't seen in a few years, hang out, talk. It was great being here at the Transformers convention, and I'm kidding. I knew it would make him go, whoa.
Got his mic.
No, it was good. It was nice, bringing some of my friends around, showing them some of the local food and places. And, it was a great convention, even though the heat was horrid.
Hey, not as bad as the rest of the country.
Yeah, the rest of the country, surprisingly.
It was kind
of
cool down here, yeah.
Yeah, compared to the rest of the country, it was cool. So, it's been a good con. It was nice seeing everyone.
Jay Hunger.
again, the sequel.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Are you sure, Ken?
I'm good.
Carded Heroes.
If you got time, there is a Quinn review there. So if you want to check out Quinn,
you want to open that one?
Where can we find that again?
CartedHeroes.com.
All right. And to our distinguished guests here on hand, Terry, anything interesting this show? Get anything interesting?
I just picked up some neat stuff from Roger John, typical con stuff. Found a great comic from IDW, Larry Hama's 180 convention exclusive.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic cover of Snake Eyes in his long-range recon uniform. So kudos to IDW for being here. Huge thanks to all the guys from Hasbro, Daryl and John especially, for taking some time out and talking with us and everybody else at the show and really going out of their way. The guys at the con, again, put on a wonderful show. And thanks to you guys for being here and hanging out with us for the rest of the afternoon over at Yojo. And
I would have been here anyways. Mike, I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You got to give a shout-out to this guy. He's been front row center the entire podcast.
Absolutely.
It's our studio audience.
He's better than Southson. Southson can't keep his mouth closed, and he's talking to people over there. He's on the show. He can't stop. This guy's a trooper.
This has been Thomas from Joe Customs. Let's give him a chance.
Quiet as a church.
Just want to say that, number one, I've now finally got a news credit to my name, thanks to General Hawk there, Justin.
That's right. You broke the news on Darklawn. Yes.
And I got called a dick for watermarking the image, which I didn't actually watermark, but it's okay. I had my 15 minutes of fame. Had a great show here, as always. Always seeing the guys here. There's just nothing else like it. Okay.
5 minutes of fame?
5 minutes. Okay, well, that means I still have 10 minutes left.
Some left over, yeah. Some spare.
And I'll just, you know, it's been a great con. Didn't really buy a whole lot, but, you know, great con exclusives. Got a couple of the Comic Color Hydra Troopers for $8 each and some great casting. But, you know, again, it's the experience and just great to see all you guys. And it sucks that we're just getting ready to leave.
I know. Well, it's good seeing you again, as always.
Yes.
P-Love, the silky voice of P-Love.
All right, now I got some energy. I'm pepped up. The show's almost over. I wasn't really looking for anything, but the convention set and the exclusive figures, I mean, those are all well done. Good paint apps on all of them. Again, I gotta just, the Hasbro designers just telling you everything. I came out with them with a dozen different questions, and they were wide open. It's obvious they're the ones, you know, if they could have their line the way they wanted it, it would rock. Eco Warriors versus Zombies, if you get the anybody's ear.
Cut his mic.
It's some cool stuff. It's some cool stuff that, you know, they were talking about. And the Hasbro customizing class that the club had, that was well worth it. It really was. And this is coming from a guy that customizes all the time. They were sitting there giving tips. Gary Goggles, Gyre Viper, he was in it, never customized before, and he ended up with a Goro figure.
Poser.
It was a great figure. It really was. So I mean,
I agree. I agree about the class. The
poser?
Yeah, the class is a poser. No, the class is awesome.
You know, so it's all about attendance, seeing all your friends, talking shop with everybody. But the club, despite everything else that's gone on this year, this was a good show. It really was.
Agreed.
Lastly, my take. You know, I see Brian Savage walking this way. What is the likelihood of him making it as well as they're recording to stick a mic in front of his face?
He talks slow enough.
He's probably going to look this way and go, no, you guys.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I just got to turn this way.
I got to turn around real quick. I don't know.
Stare at him.
Maybe.
Let's burn through him.
Wave him over.
Wait, maybe we can wave him over. We'll bring him over here.
We'll send out the heavy artillery.
Uh-oh. Brian! Uh-oh. We're recording. A few words, your impressions of the show. How do you think it went?
Well, I think everybody seemed to have a great time. Did y'all have a great time here?
Oh,
there you go, see? So, if you didn't come and have a great time, well, there's always next year, you know. And you can look at the pictures online and cry. That's important.
And where would I want to go if I want to see those pictures
online?
Well,
you could go to gijoecon.com. Or check out the club stuff at gijoeclub.com.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for coming.
No problem.
Thank you.
My last take, I got the club stuff. I really didn't buy too much. I know I spent a ton of money.
That's the understatement of every con.
Yeah. No, it was it's kind of surreal, the number of people that have come up. I saw come up to Mike. The second they hear him talk, I know you. The people that come up to Justin, I go to your site every day, and I hear you on the podcast. And people came up to me, I hear you on my way to work, I hear you on the way back, you know, I hear you while I'm at work to make the work go by faster. Very humbling, and I appreciate everyone that has downloaded the program once and listened to it and remembers it and have come up and said thank you. The Hasbro guys, I can't believe they actually listened to the program. We appreciate their patronage of just listening to what we have to say. Some of the club guys, they said they listened to the program. They appreciate what we have to say, and we appreciate them listening. All the 3D glasses that we had 100 3D glasses for promotional items. They're gone. They went like wildfire. People took them. They're great. And then we see people. It's
on eBay shortly.
You see people walking around.
A number of Chuck Busters requested.
Yeah, Chuck Busters were requested and delivered. But to see people walk around with the 3D glasses on their little lanyards was just great. Appreciate the support. And like I said, I never anticipated ever getting remotely this big. I thought 3 episodes and we'll be done. So to be even here recording. What?
Get the females
in? Okay. Then again, thank you, and that's a shout out to everybody. And we will give a shout out to our man Chuck, who is at home, probably getting all these reports and feeling left out. Well, we'll make fun of you next week. let's see, we got the ladies here, and then we'll get out of here. Ladies, no, we're getting the wave off. You were the number one person on a ladies' night. This is Sarah.
I have nothing to say.
This is Sarah, Twilight fan Sarah.
Oh, my God, Gary.
Okay, we're done. And my wife, thank you very much for allowing us to do this.
Hi, guys.
All right, we're out. This is special edition. What's that?
Laissez les bon temps rouler.
I really will say
it. Let the good times roll.
This is special edition 1516, one of those. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the regular edition of What's on Joe Mind. Thanks.
Remember, Gary, there's not an I in team, but there is a Justin Bellman.
How many deep inside your heart in your refuge cover me? No work is sick, but Lord, I'm making you my hiding place. When we'll blow, can pour the deluge breaks, no tempest roars, but in the storm my spirit sings.